So,
Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have the
Lord. Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ultra light beam, we on a ultra light beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it.
Then why we need you now?
Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessings. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know. Foot on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end, if I'm too late for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at the channel from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes, Jesus.
But I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy war.
Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
All right. Welcome. Everybody. All my listeners and friends, thank you all for tuning in today. You are now tuned into the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Let's take a pause for the calls real quick. I need to see if this mic is working. Mr. D, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, my brother. I hear you kind of muffled a little bit, but I understand. That's because of the mask. I hear you pretty good.
I'm not wearing a mask. Probably because you're out there driving on the highway. But since I got you on the line, go ahead and do me a favor and give all of our visitors, because, man, I got to give a shout-out real quick to, man, the Gary Muslim Center. I got to give a shout-out to Imam Charles Abdullah. We got to give a shout-out to Brother John Muhammad. We got to give a shout-out to Brother Benny Caffey, man. All of them allowed me to come here today. And all of the other members of the Gary Muslim Center, shout-out to you guys. Thank you all for allowing us to be here today. So give everybody a welcome, Mr. D.
All right. I done lost some of them names, but I want to say welcome aboard to everybody, especially Mr. Caffey, my queen Selena, and the brothers from the mosque. You know, I don't mean any disrespect. You know, I just forgot you guys' name. You know, when you get to be 200 years old like me, you know, you do that from time to time. But I want to say welcome to everybody, and this is BZNZ every Thursday night at 8 in the PM. And that's Eastern Standard Time, everybody.
All right, thank you, Mr. D. Appreciate it, brother. All right, what we gonna do, man? This is a tonight is like a podcast takeover. So let's go ahead and welcome our podcast group. I hope I don't get it wrong. We are the Rock True Podcast.
Yeah, we're Rock. We're radio too, but we started off with a podcast.
So, all right, well let me go ahead and put the camera on them, and from Miss Selena on down, everybody say your name.
Okay,
rocking
shoes
every day, all day.
This is Reverend WLJ. Yay, yay.
My boy Willie in the house, boy. I've been talking to this guy in the past couple weeks. Didn't even know it was Willie. Went to high school with his brother. So, man, so glad to see you, Brother Willie. Right at this time, we want Brother John to come up to the mic, because we're going to go ahead and support our black businesses, because that's what it's all about. So, Brother John, come up to the mic and tell us what we got going on here on Saturday.
Thank you. As-salamu alaykum means peace to everyone.
Alaykum salam, brother.
Yes. We have classes going on here every Saturday, classes for girls, boys, everyone that's interested in learning how to paint. We are the painters of Gary, and we're training everyone else to be painters also. You see, that way you can make money, and you can also paint your own house and save money. So we have classes from 1 o'clock until about 2:30 every Saturday, and we welcome all, male and female, like I said. And if you don't care to paint, learn yourself. You may know someone that you can let them know what we're doing. And we'll be glad to teach them. That's every Saturday. And we are hearing that some like to start on Wednesdays. So we might have a class on Wednesdays, you see. So we're not stuck in the one rut. So, you know, we're flexible.
All right.
We want to train those who are interested in learning, you see, because this way you have some independence of a trade on your own, you see.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyone else that have skills and trades, they're welcome to join us to make this a great situation here in Gary, Indiana. You know, we can have more centers than just one center, you see. You see, they got more, they got a lot of joints here in town, so let's have some productive
Brother John
going here in town.
Let me ask you, Brother John, at the end of the course, they all get a certificate.
Certificate, that's right, from Gary Muslim Center.
All right.
That's right.
Man, y'all can't beat that.
And plus, you know how you'll know how to pay too. We want to make sure that happens.
Y'all can't beat that. Y'all need to come on and jump on the board for
yeah,
that one.
So everyone's welcome. Everyone, you see.
Selena be here this weekend.
Yes, sir. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother John. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, let's look over at Rock 2. I know Rock 2. they doing it big over there. So Rock 2, tell us what you got going on. Y'all doing it big. I'm seeing T-shirts. Come on now. Come on now.
We'll just show up with nothing if we can't rock truth.
Come on now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh. Boy, I ain't saying that. I ain't gonna get on our topic. What our real topic was supposed to be.
Not this week.
What it was supposed to be. Come on now. I'm trying to be on my best behavior. Yes, please.
But we just released a commercial that I made.
Okay.
Today we couldn't put it on YouTube, of course, because we don't want to watch the video. I mean, to the music. But I created the commercial that's just. At first, it was going to be about the radio, but it just came about to be about Rock 2.
Okay.
And everything and just the overall message to the world.
All right.
Yeah, that was dope.
Okay.
Shout out to DJ Decker, who produced the track for us. I, like, seriously love. Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for you. Can you sing?
She thinks.
Think, you know what? I think I heard her singing last week. I think I heard her singing, and I was like, ooh, I'm like, she got a good alto. She got a really good alto. Okay, all right. We're going to have to get you next time. Look, Selena, next time you come on my show on a Sunday, I'm going to tell the band to let you sing a little bit. I'm going to tell the band to let you sing just a little bit. Go ahead, give me one.
Speak it to the mic.
You don't have to.
Let me get real.
You should probably
close.
Back up away
now,
from the mic.
Listen. So I've been knowing Selena for a long time, y'all. To understand, okay? I asked her to sing at my wedding. You know what she decided to do?
What'd she do?
This is what I asked her to do. I asked her to sing the Lord's Prayer. I asked her to sing the Lord's Prayer. She got up there.
She said, I need you to do.
You're right. You know what? I said, can you do the Lord's Prayer? And she said, the Lord's Prayer? Yeah, that's fine. I am under the interpretation because she's a singer.
What did you do?
Oh, what did she do? She recited the Lord's Prayer.
Excuse me.
She recited it.
I bet she never heard nobody say it like me.
Oh, well, she said it strong. She said it strong.
Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us.
She said it strong. She was like,
I'm going to die. The Lord,
our Father, which art in heaven. I mean,
okay. So she gave it strong. Okay. So you can give her partial credit then. You can give her partial credit.
I'm standing there next to my soon-to-be wife, just like I know this one is.
It just happened.
You know the Lord's Prayer. Most people that ask you to do the Lord's Prayer, they be like, can you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the time. If I'm asking the singer,
just saying. let me speak to somebody real quick in the phone queue. Mr. Caffey, I see you've joined us, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I'm just tired, T. I started work this morning at 5:15. I am worn out. The age is catching up with me. So yes, sir.
Okay, now, you know we were up here waiting for you.
Yep, you do.
Hey, brother, I'm sorry, okay? That's why I brought the stuff over there and left it, because I'm just worn out. I was digging holes to set some posts for some decks.
Grill, Mr. Caffey. Tell us about the grill, Mr. Caffey, real quick.
Well,
about the grill.
The grill, You can get one, either red, black, or blue. They come with legs that you can unscrew and put inside the grill. It has two shelves on the inside that's steel. It has one on the outside that's treated lumber, and you just can't beat it. It has a vent on the side to keep your smoke in or to let it out, and it also has a clean out at the bottom. It has holes drilled into the bottom of it so that if you leave it out in the rain, you don't have to worry about coming and looking at it, and it's full of water because the water will run right out. You can't beat it for $180.
That sounds like a good grill to me. You going to get one, Selena? Do you grill? Don't grill?
That,
I grill.
Don't,
I watch.
Don't,
Willie.
Don't ask her.
Willie, you don't grill?
I can.
Okay.
I can. But ain't no need for me doing all that.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
A little too old for that now.
Oh. Well, you're a little too old.
I'm too old to stand over a hot grill trying to cook. That's why I got married, man.
I know somebody said they're allergic. They say they go ahead and grill, but they break out.
Allergic to smoke?
I don't know.
What is the smoke that would make you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mean, maybe if you had a respiratory system problem, but.
But he said he'd still go ahead and barbecue for the family.
No, it's just vapor. It's burnt air.
True.
Just saying, that's an interesting concept.
Let me say this real quick, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started. Please, please, please remember to take your vitamins. Even though what we're getting ready to say might be contrary to taking your vitamins, but please take your vitamins and wear a mask. My mask is somewhere over there. I'm getting ready to grab it in a minute.
As he says that.
But we got to talk about it.
Okay.
So, our topic tonight is Rock and Truth. Y'all know what that means. We about to be all over the place. Y'all know how we do. We're going to start one spot, and we're going to end up somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we get down. So let's talk about this coronavirus. I'm going to say my part, then I'm going to toss it over to you guys. And if our audience over here got something to say, please let us know, because we want you guys to come on up to this mic over here and talk. If you got something to say, but my personal opinion is that according to the symptoms that they said is the coronavirus, that would mean that everybody in this world has the coronavirus. Because, I mean, it said a sneeze, a cough, a sore throat, all of that. We have had all of that within these past couple months since the shutdown.
That's
so.
True.
I know. We should have COVID-19. And then let's talk about the mask real quick. We're gonna talk about the mask. If I can smell my breath and your breath through that mask, that lets me know that mask is not working too good. That mask ain't effective. But because of this world that we live in, they want us to comply with everything. Come on now, a guy made a video. He made a video. He went into Walmart. He had this mask on with holes in it. It's really a dirt bike mask for like the shield from rocks. He could spit through this mask. You can catch the spit. And he said when he walked in, the people didn't say that. They were just like, oh wow, that's kind of odd. You know, you got that mask, but they giggled and laughed. But the thing is, it's all about crowd control, population control. So we're gonna let the podcast take over and say their piece.
Nothing.
I'm always doing something.
You wasn't doing anything.
I might not be shopping down there, Kyle. I might be.
Do, 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 do.
So here's the trick I think about the mask. I work at Menards, and we have to, for the most part, our entire shift, we have to wear masks. And to a certain degree, I suffer from allergies, seasonal allergies. I'm allergic to grass, dander, dust. So me wearing a mask is not out of the ordinary, for the simple fact that I don't like to get a lot of particles into me, into my respiratory system, because it makes me sneeze a lot. So when it comes to that portion of it, I think it's important that we err on the side of caution, but we don't fall head over heels into what the entire world is saying. You got to take into account that. In all fairness, the mask is designed to protect others not necessarily just to protect you, because you're going to breathe in something. You're going to breathe in some type of particle at some point in time in your life, but it is to help help more so from what you're breathing out on the case that you may have it. And even if you don't have it, like say you have a common cold, the reality is this: the common cold you can never catch twice. You can never catch the same cold twice. You can catch a form of this cold, and then you can catch a form of this cold and a form of this cold. I got a 2-year-old at home. I don't like him having a cold. I don't like bringing different germs back and forth to the household. And I even before this coronavirus and wearing a mask and the 6 feet away, I was always very much health conscious of what I, you know, who I was around. I mean, who stands around somebody that's sneezing, right? Or if they coughing, or if they look sick, I go in the opposite direction. This was before corona, right? And so I've always just taken that little bit of a personal health into account and just said to myself, like, okay, it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with my family. I got to be considerate that if I bring something home that's detrimental to them, then I'm still the one that's responsible for it, you know? So that's my take on it, because, like I said, I work at Menards. I deal with guests all day that don't want to wear the mask, and you got some guests that want to wear the mask. You got different schools of thought that want to wear the mask and other schools of thought that don't want to wear the mask. I look at it like this. Donald Trump, matter of fact, the president, said it simple like this. He said he doesn't like the way he looks in it. I said, if that's the only reason you not wearing a mask,
he don't like the way he looking.
Yeah, he don't like the way he looking. Like, that was your reason, right? So I think it's something that we need to be cautious of, need to be considerate of, but also don't allow yourself to be overcome by fear.
Thank you.
Everything happens for a reason. Everything is chosen and allowed by God. And so if God is the one that is allowing this situation to occur to us, it's for a reason. And you don't know what the reason may be right now, but I assure you at some point in time, God will reveal it to us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Rock you.
About this COVID-19, since it is a tough subject to talk about.
Speak up a little bit, Willis.
Yeah. Going to COVID-19, I usually thought that it was just a light situation at first when it started happening. Mm-hmm. So, because it didn't affect me and my friends area back in college. So then I realized it started getting worse because my school got canceled in my semester. I had to go home.
Yeah.
So it affected me and a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
Most of the friends I have are foreigners, like outside the country.
Mm-hmm.
And if some of them can't go back home, so they have to live in that campus.
Wow.
So when that was happening, I was scared for them because they was either they had to go home or they had to stay there until the next semester.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, so
I actually thought they made everybody leave. I didn't think anybody could stay.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They go ahead.
It depends on where you're from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you out like they foreigners have like they have different experience at life than us. Because we were born in it and they like came to it.
Right.
You know, we experienced more freedom. Yeah.
Right.
So,
I didn't even think about that because we did get an email saying, you know, your child is has the option of staying on campus with these precautions. You know, basically they told us if he stay on campus, good luck seeing him in the next 3 months. Cause
right.
we ain't letting them all, like we closing the gates,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of situation.
Right.
I didn't even think about foreigners, students that are studying abroad. They have to stay on campus that entire time.
Yeah.
That's
they,
really tripped out.
Right. They have to get food.
Mm.
Like main places, like
yeah. Wow.
Walmart and stuff. So.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Man.
No, I didn't. I really thought they made everybody just leave.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this. In Indianapolis, our mayor, he's made it mandatory, I think, starting July 7th,
mm-hmm.
that everybody got to wear masks in public places. Now, has Mr. Prince done that here in Gary?
Did he do that?
I'm not sure.
You haven't made
it
mandatory?
I thought it was state mandated.
It's going to be state mandated.
So it never was officially state mandated?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's mandated in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, right.
You got to wear one in all public places. And yeah. if you're not, they said you could be fined.
Yeah.
So
no, I never
tell me
they're
not trying to control. They're not trying to control us.
That's my whole point. Like, to totally rock truth, like, that's why I don't even come out,
mm-hmm.
honestly. I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to feel controlled. My life is normal. And maybe I live in a bubble, but for me, it's kingdom living.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never in jeopardy of a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things may be going on, but I understand who the author and finisher is of life. I don't care what's going on. When he decides to call back or recall, he decides to recall. It's not corona. It's not. This is worldly symptoms that you want to pinpoint or put on my death certificate. But at the end of the day, it's body left soul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really concerned with a lot of the physicality, a lot of the physical things that's going on. I'm really trying to focus on that kingdom, for real.
All right. You know, I'm liking it. You've been talking about that kingdom so much.
Hey,
it's starting to bleed in over on me. It's starting to bleed in.
It's
starting to bleed in. Let me say this to our listeners and viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're viewing and you want to get in on this topic, because we're about to move away from it in a minute, call in. Area code 323-870-4617. And if you are already in the phone queue and you got something to say about it, go ahead and hit that number one, because we love to hear anything you got to say. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. Let's get this question. Everybody in there, y'all down with politics and voting and everything?
Yeah, for the most part.
What y'all think about Kanye West? What y'all think about Kanye West? He wanted to be president.
I thought you were talking about something serious.
I might as well bring up the Smokey video. I don't even want to talk about Smokey. I'm not talking
about
the
Smokey video. What's that?
Gang banging.
Smokey made a video. We don't even talk about it.
Right?
No. But I really want to know, because like the dude, they said he's going to be on the ballot in November.
That's a joke.
And I'd be willing to bet money people going to vote for him.
They are going to vote.
It's better him than Donald Trump right now.
Wow. What? That's what scares me.
I got to hear from my elders.
Can we get anybody?
Can we get an elder to please say
something? Anybody. King.
Y'all go see. Come on, elders. Elders, we want to hear from you. Brother John.
That's ridiculous.
What'd you say? Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
But that says a lot, though, too. Like, that says, like, what qualifications or even the standard in your mind for what president is has got to be lowered. I'm not being facetious. I'm not saying you're ignorant or you're dumb or you couldn't hold the position, but it used to be qualifications.
It's still qualifications.
It used to be a standard.
Yeah. All right.
They don't use them. Okay.
It's certain stipulations that
everybody
you have
on
to
the
meet.
Curve.
Yeah, it's certain stipulations you have to meet in order to apply to be president of the United States. Here's the tripped out thing. However, when you look at the political scheme, when you look at the political the layout, the reality is, if you want to run for a political office as a write-in candidate, you have that right to do it. You can't be turned away as far as the federal government is concerned. Now, are you going to get the same funding and the same popularity and the same electoral votes and all those other different things to go with? Probably not, but you can still run. One of my favorite activists that I But Dick Gregory, he ran for president.
I love Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory.
So with him running
that was
for,
one of my favorites.
He would have got my vote.
For him running for president, and he had a few million votes.
From what I hear, he actually won.
Yeah, right. He won.
He won
on paper because you got to also realize this was a write-in ballot. It was a write-in vote. And so when the Electoral College looked at it, they're like, well, we can't vote for this person because he was a write-in. So they basically said that the votes don't count.
Mm.
Oh, they can change the rules.
Right. They changed the rules specifically for
that. And he was a Negro.
Right.
You think it was specifically
yeah,
for him?
Yeah, it was. It might have been just a wee
they
bit.
Tend to, they tend to do that a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah,
they make
all the time. All the time.
As the president. Can y'all imagine having him as, I think he would have been the 42nd president.
Oh,
oh,
Jay Gregory?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been
love. That would have
been the 42nd president ever.
Reparations all day.
That would have been some fantastic
president. And not none of us were born during them years, but our parents would have had a ball.
We would have been weeping the harder.
Right, right. Our parents would have had a ball.
We'd be claiming
we'd be claiming him as our president. Like, y'all remember that?
Like, what? Like Dick Gregg, would you like to run again?
Yeah,
I know it's
right,
been 40,
right.
50 years.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. But honestly, I don't really put a lot of faith one into what Kanye West is saying right now. This ain't the first time that he's ever ran for president. He ran.
Well, he
before.
Said that he was gonna run,
right.
But I never seen his name touch that ballot.
So here, let me help you understand. Like just politically, the political system. If you can say you're gonna run for president all the time, rappers do it. Actors do it. They always make that public
right.
announcement.
Right.
I'm running for 2020. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
But if you don't fill out the paperwork and go through the process of applying for that position, then it's you just talking. You really just are talking. And he has not applied for any type of paperwork that would apply him for the position. The only thing that he's doing, however, is he is causing harm to the parties that are involved, the Libertarian Party, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Green Party. So because he's pulling votes away from them.
Yeah.
And when you start pulling votes away from them, if you really look at like how votes work, if you start pulling votes from one person and you apply, like if you take five votes and four of those votes go toward the Democratic Party, but only one part goes to the Republican Party, and then you start splitting those votes that went to the Democratic Party, like
right.
by two.
Yeah.
Guess how many the Democratic Party actually got? One vote.
Right.
Mm.
So now it's 1-1 because those are the two major parties
right.
in the United States of America. When it's 1-1, now you got to keep going to a recount. So you keep pulling, extra votes away from the two major parties. Then you start ending up with these calamities, and then you start ending up with confusion. And that's what that's
we've been
how
here,
I was.
Let me ask you, Brother Willie, because it's not like you know your stuff. Let me ask you. What is the whole point of the electoral vote?
The electoral college. Ultimately, what the electoral college is
control.
What'd you say?
Control.
It is control.
It is to assure that the popular people are not in control, even though we're giving
you
a facade.
At its core, it is about control. It is what the Electoral College does is it pulls the people's consent. So you take that number five, right? Five people say we want to vote for this one person, right? But six people over here say they want to vote for this other one person.
Right.
So popularity says that guy over there should win the vote because he got six votes, right? That's the popular vote.
Yeah.
But Electoral College steps in and they say, well, we represent these five people over here and we're going to add some votes to their vote. So we're going to add one more vote to their vote
right.
over here. And we're going to make that vote stronger by saying, hey, if we give him our vote, these six now, and we don't give our vote to the other people that's over there.
Okay.
That's saying that he's more popular amongst the Electoral College because it's a collective now. So it's
but that's the vote that got Trump in.
That's the vote that counts.
Yeah.
That's the vote that counts. Unfortunately.
But the way you put, I mean, the way I see it, like I like how you put it, but then let's put it in the real perspective. All of us. Five people voted for this particular person, and you just decided to say, "I'm gonna go with this one."
Yeah.
How do you do that? That how do we ever get this to be okay to be set up?
Right.
We weren't
right.
part of that anyway.
No, we were never.
No, we weren't at the table.
Three fifths
of a man. Y'all, I'm a human being. Right. Let me bring in Mr. D, because Mr. D, he's our political pundit. He about to go crazy on every last one of us right now. Go ahead, Mr. D.
Well, as I said earlier, kind sir, I'm going to be very diplomatic and nice today. I'm not going to let the fur on the back of my neck raise up. Number one, for the individuals that are wearing the mask.
Act right.
Okay.
And clown like you
okay.
normally do.
For the individuals that are concerned about wearing the mask, but anybody that has studied medicine, like they taught me at that fantastic university I went to, once the virus gets airborne, there's no way to control it. If you're not in a bubble or in a glass shell, the mask is not going to do you any good because you don't wear the mask when you go to sleep. You don't wear the mask when you're taking a shower or a bath. And your house is really not, please forgive me for being politically correct, but your house is really not set up to fight off airborne viruses. So you can wear the mask if you want to. You cannot wear the mask. But in the state of Indiana, the Board of Health said you must wear the mask beginning July the 9th. Also,
oh, the
starting July the 9th, it's mandatory. How old is Kanye West?
Kanye West about 40 or 41, somewhere around there.
Okay, well, he just barely got in because he had to be about 35 or 36, somewhere around there, before you can even think about becoming president of the United States. Yes, I'm back. Kanye.
Okay, call us back, man. Right, dude, D, call us back when you get to ordering.
Right
Mickey
on, boss.
D. Give that
well,
Mickey
I'm gonna try to guzzle me a Pepsi so I can make sure that y'all don't get me too round.
What'd you say, D?
Can I get the address, please?
Man up there ordering a sack of fries. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna order a sack of fries from White Castle?
Hey, T.
I'm out there driving. He doing the Uber thing, so he's always D always on the road. But yeah, I'm gonna piggyback off of. I do agree that, come on. You don't wear the mask when you're in the shower. I had to take my mask off the other day because it was like 100 degrees, and I had on one of these. I had on one of these types, so this thing was just drenching. I just took it off and did like that. I'm like, what good is this thing going to do me? You know? So, no, but you know me, when I post stuff up, people want to get upset and go off on me and start hollering, talking about somewhere. I guess you're going to take it serious when somebody close to you die. I'm not saying that there ain't nothing out there. What I'm saying is based off of the symptoms. They talk about a sore throat, a runny nose, a headache. Everybody gets that. We all going to get that. Especially if you got bad allergies. Come on now, you got bad allergies. Your nose start itching and you start sneezing. Oh, well, he got corona. He got corona because he sneezed. Oh, you know, some people, they say, you know what, I'm going to give him three. So that was one and a half. So, you know, you got one more sneeze, and then I'm going to label you as corona.
Hey, what is wrong with Mr.
T. All right, now he's back. He's back now. Go ahead.
Mr. T, in the words of my most beloved comedian, Bernie Mac, I'm just going to get bucket naked with the truth. Everybody that knows, once a virus gets airborne, it is totally impossible to stop it. You've got the jet stream going, you've got the wind going, and anybody with a little scruples of intelligence know you cannot stop God's wind. So if you can't stop God's wind, you cannot stop the virus. Now, you can do all of this other hodgepodge stuff that everybody's kicking and whining about, but, you know, they said stay 6 feet away. There was a doctor that came on CNN, fact check it, there was a doctor that came on CNN, and he said that 6 feet is not good enough, because when you sneeze, your sneeze go out 21 feet. So,
come on.
I mean, you know, everybody hollering, 6 feet, 6 feet. good old Uncle Donald says, wait a minute, we got too many cases of C-19 coming up. Y'all slow down the testing, slow down. Even if you slow down the testing, that's not going to stop the virus. You know, so hey, man, go ahead. I don't want to get nobody's feathers ruffled there, but come on, people, let's use some common sense. If there's anybody on the panel there that can, tell me how to stop an airborne virus that is blowing in the wind without proper ventilation in your house and in your car, please tell me so I can get myself together.
Right. I'm gonna say this since you mentioned you said Uncle Donald. I think somebody was talking about school. Young man in the middle, you was talking about school earlier. You know, have you seen something? But this got to do with like I guess elementary and middle and high school. The president, he said something about if the schools don't open up this fall, he gonna cut federal funding. They gonna get their federal funding cut.
What?
Yeah, if they don't open up schools this fall.
Are you kidding?
I think that just came out today.
And
y'all heard that? Y'all heard that?
I got a letter from Maryville School Corporation in reference to school, and I'm shocked. They're actually offering two ways to go to school. You can either opt out of attending in face to face, or you can do online classes. So they are given an option. After reading all of the things that come with if you do show up, the things that you have to do, participate in, again, that's going back to this sense of controlling. And I don't know what type of training you're doing with my children. So for us, we opting out.
Mm. So you're going to do homeschool?
It's a wrap.
Okay. What you got any school age kids, Willie?
I do. I got a 12-year-old. He goes to Thea Bowman Leadership Academy. So I have to see. I haven't seen what you saw just yet. But he likes his online classes right now. He's spending a lot of time with his grandma, and he enjoys it. So if it's something that is an option, I would prefer mm-hmm. that he have that interaction, that classroom interaction, just for the simple factor of that's what I grew up with, and I feel like that builds a lot of character within a young person to interact with other young people. But I also take into consideration I don't want them just being taught anything,
mm-hmm.
So far, Thea Bowman hasn't failed me yet because they are, for the most part, predominantly black staff. And some of his teachers, I know them relatively well.
Okay.
As in oddly well. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so. It was somebody I was talking to probably a couple of days ago about their child, and they were saying that they have a child that really can't really function without being around other people.
Okay.
Like they being, you know, private and set by themselves,
yeah.
that it's messing them up.
Right.
So they like, man, they like they don't know what to do because they school tells them that everybody go homeschool,
right.
And he like being around all the kids.
Right.
Go ahead.
The thing is, online classes are way more different than learning in hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Because when my school got canceled, we had to take them online. It was a lot more difficult because at that time I couldn't access to a library because they were all closed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So my mother and my stepfather had to get out of the way to buy me a computer instantly. Well, otherwise, I would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
But me, I don't like online classes. I just like running it face-to-face. Like, you'll get more, like, better the experience and more help with that way. Because online classes, you got to wait for somebody to respond. I like it, you know, they help you with directly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was not an online any type of person. For me, getting that thing. So,
okay.
So yeah. I had to choose that. I would wish for the school to open back up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me check back in with Mr. Caffey. Mr. Caffey, are you there?
Yes, sir. I am here.
I need you to stay right there. Stay right there. I got
to
talk about something real quick. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, so, last week I had the pleasure of being on Rock 2 Radio. Man, it was on point. I'm trying to tell you, it was on point. And our good sister Selena, she had for it. It was love, love and war.
It was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talking about what is the definition of love and what are your roles and responsibilities.
And rights. And your
rights. Right. That's
right.
It. What are your rights, roles, and responsibilities.
In love.
So, Mr. Cappy, this is something that Mr. Cappy always says on my show, and I felt the spirit to say it on her show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as a man is the protector, the provider, and the priest of the home. So we're going to shift this conversation. We're going to talk about a little bit of dating, because those that do not know me and do not know my show, this is one of our number one topics.
Yeah.
We talk about dating, then we kick it down to politics, then we kick it down to whatever else is going on in the world.
Right back up to dating.
So can you speak a little bit on that, Mr. Cappy?
Absolutely. But let me clarify something when I say priest. I don't mean priest in the sense of Catholicism. When I say priest, that means the spiritual leader of the home. It is necessary for a man and wife who have children for that husband to be the leader when it comes to honoring the good Lord, okay, making sure that he is not a fool, because the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. So for your children's sake, you want a man who heads up the house to honor God in every respect. Let him be his husband. And I don't mean sexually. This ain't got nothing to do with sex. But by husband means meaning his leader, his comforter, his protector. And when he does that, he's capable of leading the wife, and she in turn can lead the children. There's a pecking order. Do you know that most of the time, if you read the scripture, you'll discover that Jesus said, I didn't come here to do what I want to do. I came here to do what my dad said do. In other words, I come to be show men and women how to stay in place and take orders from a superior. You understand that? Now, when it comes to men and women, there is no superior. God makes them equal, but he puts the responsibility for the home in the lap of the husband. He's supposed to be the protector. If somebody knocks at the door at 12 o'clock midnight and everybody's asleep, don't say, wife, go answer the door. Negro, get your behind up and you go see who's at. When it comes to providing, don't depend on that wife because they got 1,001 different ailments. No, you get a job. You should have the job. You should have the responsibility as provider. Make sure the bills are paid. Don't be telling her, tell them we can't pay it. No, you tell them why you can't pay it this month. That's your responsibility. As head of the house, you become a good leader when you become a good follower. Does that make sense? Teach your children to love one another. Teach them to love you and your wife. Let your kids see you kiss your wife and hug your wife. Kiss your son. Ain't nothing wrong with you hugging and kissing your son and telling him you love him. You kiss your daughter and you tell her that. Tell your son that. So he can see that affection. He can see that togetherness. And that's what makes a cohesive family, when they're united and have respect for Almighty God. If there's no respect for God, that ain't no family. That's a mess. And that's what I think about it.
That's good. That's good. That's good, Mr. Cappy. Anybody on the panel want to say something?
Wait. That's right.
Y'all all right? Y'all all right over there?
Do you have sons? Do you seem to have instilled value.
Yeah. Mr. Cappy,
I see you've made deposits along the way, sir. You have sons?
I'm searching. Looking for someone.
All suitors. All suitors. Oh, geez. But he was dead on.
Yeah.
He's dead on in reference to all. There was nothing that he said that was incorrect or out of order. He's proper. You have to have proper order in God's kingdom. That's what that's about. When you look at rights, roles, and responsibilities, that's what you see. You see order. You see structure. You see discipline. You see his law.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no getting around it. And if you have a wedding that lacks a merge into one, founded upon God, then you don't have a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You just still got two people that's making a commitment to each other.
Yeah.
That's good. Let me man, we didn't jump the gun. Let me ask everybody in there in relationships, not in relationship, what's your status?
Oh, I'm currently married.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in relationship.
That's a good
okay.
question. What relationships are you in?
Single.
Y'all didn't know this is my son, so I'm just.
Oh, that's your son? Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Y'all looked at me like, what are you talking about? No,
okay.
I want to know. What's the name? Huh?
Not in relationship.
Yeah.
Master singer.
I understand. You absolutely right. You absolutely right, sir. You got to put the oxygen on yourself first, huh?
Come on, come on now. Yeah, put your own mask
put
on.
Your own
right,
mask
that's
on.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Team single.
Okay, team.
Yeah. Back
team.
In the game. I'm so.
That's what's up right
there. Back in the game. Listen,
oh,
I will never,
this.
Ever,
well,
ever take my last
wait,
name for granted.
I don't understand what back
ladies,
in the game.
Don't take your last
means.
Name for granted.
So
I
wait,
won't.
Is single being a game?
Uh-oh.
Gang gang.
Uh-oh.
A gang.
Gang gang.
They
it's
said
actually
tripping.
A popular group because some people married.
They said tripping right now.
Oh,
think they married, but they real still single.
Oh.
So it's actually a popular group.
I have met some people that are married.
Have yet to marry to one.
I ain't never seen them at home.
Oh, you see the point?
Yeah.
Gang gang. It's single.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
It'd be rough.
I'm gonna say this though. Part of the reason, and since we rocking truth, I'm about to just tell the story like it is. A lot of the times, we out here looking for answers to things, and really the answer is so simple as zipping thy lips.
That's it, zipping thy lips.
Oh.
I mean, because that's another way I really wanted to say it, but, you know, we respect to this building,
shut
we're not going to do that.
Up, huh? Oh, is that what
I'm just saying, we have, I mean, for real, men and women.
Yeah.
See, I'm just going to say
see,
woman.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to say man.
Yeah.
But I do have some examples. I know this one lady, I was telling her about that. She told me, well, I've been running my mouth since I was 5 years old.
Huh.
Ain't no man ever been able to, you know, hold me down.
I wonder why.
And so, you know, she cussed me out because I told her, well, sister, your relationship history tells me, yes, no man has ever been able to hold
right.
you down.
That's
because all that talking, your record is you only can keep a man no longer than 5 months.
Right, right.
And you've been dating for, what, the past 20 years, but you can only keep a man no longer than 5 months.
Yeah.
It's all wrong with that pattern.
Yeah.
And deeper than that. Not only just a physical man, neither can God, apparently, because you can't follow his leaders.
No.
Come on now.
You can't follow him.
No.
Come on.
So apparently, can't nobody tell you, so you just out here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's reckless thing.
Yeah.
Very reckless.
And detrimental to your own health.
Come on now.
But again, like you said, this is about closing your mouth and
everybody
else. You don't close your mouth long enough to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me put the camera back on. We're going to put the camera on our elders. We love to hear from our elders. Please email Abdullah. Somebody come talk to us. The elders in there listening to us. I want to know if I want to know if we right or wrong. Come on, chastise us. Tell us what if we wrong.
Okay.
Oh, we got email Abdullah coming. Email Abdullah to this microphone.
Come on, King.
Pull it down.
Yes, honorable. Thank you, King.
I'm here, and you got a mic in my face.
Please talk. Come on, we want to hear from you.
And I don't know why you put this mic in front of my face.
Teach King. Teach him.
We're talking about marriage, and
yes, sir.
I've had that's a favorite topic because I had five girls.
Okay.
And everything. So I had five girls and one boy. I tried to set a pattern. When I was in school, I went to school in St. Louis, and when I was in school, I hope I'm not going. Let me tell me when to stop.
Okay.
When I was at school in St. Louis, we was doing a report in school, and they was telling us, you know, about what you gonna how you gonna be when you get older and grown and everything, and they talking about the children and how you gonna do the children. So I told them that I'm not going to go anywhere that my children can't go.
Yeah.
That's what I told them. And I thought that was the reality at that time, and I thought that's what it was and everything. And everybody in class said, you know, and the teacher, you just don't know. But I said, well, no, I said, I'm not going to be going to places where you drink, where you do this, where you do that. And anywhere I go, mama take my children, because I used to like to skate. I used to just skate all the time. I like to go places where, you know, where children,
kid friendly,
you know,
yeah,
the family and everything. But that really turned out to be not real or not reality and everything. Because when your children get a certain size and things happen in the family, and they get they get attitudes towards their daddy, and they don't want to go and stuff like that. So I had a big problem with that. Right, but the good thing is that a man has to Mr. Benny, he's right. The man is the leader of the family. He's the leader of the family. His responsibility is to make sure that they'll take them bills and everything. Them bills is on him.
Yeah.
Money in that house on him. I don't care how much money that woman makes. That money is not it's not to go for the house. Listen, she just wants to put it in the house and everything.
Come on.
That's it. But and that's the reality. And you know, sometimes you know you be thinking, you know, and the woman is gonna put money in the house.
See,
she put more money in the house than you put in the house.
Peach King.
Yes, she will.
Peach King, if you got a queen, my lady, it's time again.
I give her. I tell her. I said, spend your money the way you want to spend it and everything. And okay. I pay all the bills. She spent a lot of money now.
Mm-hmm.
She spent more money than she go back and start you spending my money.
I know that's right.
Come on now, come on.
But this, the brother was saying that I've been married several times because I'm married and my wife passed. I'm 81 years old.
Okay. Man, I can't even tell.
Yeah, I'm married. A wife, when the first, I had some ups and downs, ups and downs. I got married, and then I was working two jobs and everything, couldn't go any places and everything. My wife was telling me, well, you know, well, we don't never go nowhere. You know, I'm going to tell you this, I've never been in a liquor store. I never been, you know, like that. I didn't know what going out. I said, come on, going out, let's go out. We need to go out, we need to go out. We need that, and so I didn't know what they're talking. So I would get off from work, and I would take my son, my daughter, two daughters, and we would go out to the Gleason Park out here. You know, I thought that was going out. Take them out.
I
was taking
nothing wrong with that
out
king.
She went out there a couple times with me. After that, she stopped going.
I would win.
The children, they love, but she kept telling me, we don't never go nowhere. We need to go out. We need to go out. And like they use the word going out. I think I'm using the term going out. And so finally my sister, who was know everything about it, she said, "John, I'm going to tell you what she's talking about. So I'm going to take y'all out.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all be ready, so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
So my wife went and bought a beautiful red dress and everything. Man, she was looking good in that red dress. But I'm still trying to figure out what they're talking about going out.
I know that's right. You too.
We leave the house. I'm staying on 23rd. We leave the house. We didn't have to go too far because all people stayed in the same area.
Right.
Right on Broadway, we came down there. Had all them different clubs down there. And about two or three clubs in the box right there on 22nd, 21, 20. You know, right in there, 19th. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I go there. We step in this clubhouse. All the ladies in there, they sitting in there, and everybody sitting at the table and everything. They found us a table over there. Start bringing us alcohol and stuff over there. I got to sipping and everything. After a while, I said, man, this is okay. Now, I do it a few times and everything. Now, my wife can't keep me out now. I know what's going out here.
Yeah,
she done messed up a good thing. You know?
Oh, wait.
So we end up getting a divorce.
Peach King.
I got a divorce. Once we got a divorce and everything, then she got, he went up finding somebody, got married, and I went and got married, and we had a girl by that, I had a child by that,
mm-hmm.
And we got a divorce from that. Now, we came back and remarried because she came back, I got a divorce, she got a divorce, and we came back, and we became Muslims and everything. I was a Muslim then.
Oh.
And so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, in order to be, I wouldn't intend to get married. He said, you're only a half a man. I said, man, if you're not married, you're only a half, and you need a half a man and everything. And so in order to be a whole man, I had to get married.
That's true.
So I got married. So I looked at this situation. I looked at the fact that I had some children by the lady that got my first wife, and she had got a divorce. She came back, and she came to the center. Then I looked at the other ones out there, and I said, now, if I get married to one of them, I'm going to have a child by that. I already got an outside child. So I got this one here. So I decided that I would remarry. I made that conscious decision that I'm going to remarry this woman who had these children, because I don't want to have no children by nobody else and everything. Mm-hmm. And have children all over everything. And that was the best thing I could do. But I'm going to tell you, I called hell from that. God didn't allow me to, he didn't allow me to escape the fact that I had to pay for all the things that I had done and everything. So I had to pay for that. And then here I am today and everything. But like the brother said, the man is, and we need to teach it. We need to teach our boys. Yeah. Let the girl know, teach them early, get early so that they won't get away. Cause once the little girl get away from you, man, a girl is hard.
Teach.
Man, the man can't do nothing with it, and the woman won't be able to do nothing with it either.
Wow.
For
real.
So you got to get that little girl, and you got to train her early. And everything to how she should be a woman and everything.
Yep.
And you also have to train that man, because the young boy is also the one that be pulling out there. So it ain't the woman, it ain't the girl by herself.
Ain't doing it for the man.
So it takes two to tangle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm gonna stop here.
Okay.
Okay. And thank y'all for allowing me to come up here and everything. And I like a mic.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, if you invite us back, you can get back on the mic. I appreciate it.
You're always invited. We have a staff here. We have people here and everything. And as long as they allow you to come back, it's all right with me.
All right. Amen. Thank you, ma'am, Charles Abdullah. I appreciate it. We got somebody in the phone queue right now. Let's see who this might be. Area code. Let me see, area code 317. I know where you're calling from. 874. What's your name?
It's Key. How y'all doing?
This one might be tight.
That's Kiana. That's Kiana. What up, KK?
Hey, how y'all doing? So, hey, Queen. Hey, Queens. I see Selena's in the studio. I see you have other kings in the studio. It's always good to have a group where you hey baby. I see. It's always good to have people. You get those different perspectives, but I want to slip in here and then I'm gonna slip out. I'm not gonna be long-winded today. Relationships. And I think I've said this before. We really need to pay attention to this. We make relationships hard. They're very easy. In order to have a relationship, you know that sometimes you do have to shut your mouth. Then there's other times where you talk. It's just like seasons and dealing and living in seasons. There's a season. There's a time and a place for everything. Sometimes you got to stop and you got to self-reflect on your wrongdoings, your right doings, see what's going on here. But a lot of times we're not self-reflectors. We do things and we just feel good about doing things. Some of us do them because we think we've grown. And I don't know how many times we're going to have to tell ourselves that we've grown. I guess we're going to be 60, 70, and 80 telling ourselves we still grown and still making the same mistakes. But I will say this, we make life hard for us. And it's very easy. My daddy told me my daddy was 89 when he passed. I am 42. And he told me, he said, quit jacking off your jaws. That means shut up. He said, why do you think you have one mouth and two ears? Mm-hmm. Because you need to listen more than you talk. So a lot of us do too much talking. And then some of us, we don't do enough. But communication is key. Respect is key. Trust is key, and we just got to do better. We just really do. It seems like the end time to me, and a lot of us try to take God out of situations. You ain't gonna be able to do it. because creation was through God. So if you can't even deal with that piece, you might as well let it go. But
right.
I won't tell you what my daddy really told me. If he said you're not going to go around this world and you're not going to listen and you're not going to be attentive, if you're not going to be respectful, it's a little thing. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this this time, but I won't say it no more. He told me, he said, if you're not going to do right by people, if you're not going to be right, if you're not going to live by how God has taught for you to live, you might as well go in the backyard and blow your head off.
Oh, wow.
But
wow.
But he told me that. He told me that because I am his daughter. So, and when I look back and I look at it, because I deal with my kids and I used to have a mouth. I used to get popped in my mouth all the time because I had a smart mouth. And you can probably tell by the way I'm talking that I'm a little stubborn sometimes and I can talk. But I told my kids the other day, I said, Nate, now, I said, you ain't going to play around here and run your mouth when I tell you to be quiet. But things that we do when we're younger, that comes back on us. And I remember my daddy telling me, he said, you ain't seen nothing until you deal with your kids when they dealing with you. And that's so true. It's so true. We don't listen to our parents when they trying to tell us something. And then when life happens, you always got to go back and you got to say, man. And I know a whole lot of people that can say this. If we're honest with ourselves, we'll all say it. Man, mommy and daddy was right.
Yep.
So we live our lives, but we just got to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more compassionate to the people that we say we love and the people that we are around. And just be compassionate, period, because you don't know what people are going through. But relationships, we make a whole lot of that stuff hard, man. It's easy as cake, man. We make it hard. And then sometimes we get ourselves into situations we know we ain't supposed to be with this person, but we still trying to pull on and hold on to them. They should have been gone. So we trying to make something work that's not even going to work. Wake up.
Come on.
I'm done.
All right. Well, thank you.
Love
Kiki.
Y'all.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Queen.
Could I add your thought, Brother T, please?
Go ahead, Miss Kathy. Go ahead.
Listen, it is a scientific fact that God holds this world together. Without him, there is no such thing as life. You can't breathe. We can't do anything without God. He has made nature so that nature, everything in the universe depends on him. And when an individual refuses to humble himself, I'm as a self-made man, you are nothing. Because without him, you can't even blink your eye. Without the strength that he gives you, without the intelligence that he gives you, we can't do anything. I want to stress one thing, and then I got to go. Love is a learned behavior. It has nothing to do with feelings. Listen, how many times will a child sash you back and you want to knock his head off? Does that mean you don't love him? No, not at all. But because you love him, you will endure that to a point, and then you're going to have to put some pressure on that behind to straighten his mind out. However, okay, that doesn't stop you from loving him, okay? No matter how evil and silly and stupid he does things, you still love him. Why? Because he's a part of you. God says a part of him. He loves us. He tolerates our nonsense. But you know what? He laid a rule down that says, love thy neighbor. Listen to me carefully. As thyself. You don't have to listen to Oprah and Dr. Phil talking that crazy talk about you got to love yourself before you love it. No. You esteem others higher than you esteem yourself. And that is an expression of love. Okay?
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you're being a fool because you love somebody. If love makes a fool out of you, let's all fall in love and we'll all be foolish. Okay? What's the difference then? Okay? At least we'll have sense enough to treat each other with respect and with dignity. If you want to go by what?
No.
If you want to go by feeling, indigestion is a feeling. Having a bowel movement starts with a feeling. So that ain't got nothing to do with love. Oh, he makes my liver quiver. Oh, give me a break. Learn how to love somebody. Esteem somebody better than you esteem yourself. Have a blessed day, everybody. I love you. Talk to you later.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mr. Thank Cavi. You. Love you too, right. brother.
Thank you.
Can we get him on the show?
Let's Mr. Cavi live here. He was tired today.
Right,
he brought the mask and the hand sanitizer
to get him on the show.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Cavi, next time we come.
Hold on, wait.
Cavi's still there. Mr. Cavi, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I'm here, Mr. Cavi. Right now, we want to get you the promise that the next time I come in town to do this show, you're gonna be here at the temple.
Well, you know what? I really didn't want to leave when I brought the mask and the hand cleaner and that junk over. I didn't want to leave, but because I'm a little skeptical, you know, I got a bunch of conditions. The doctors have accused me of having an ailment, even bad breath and bad credit. I got it. But I'm trying to stay away from it. I don't want to give nobody nothing, and I don't want to catch nothing. That's the only reason, T. But I'll do my level best to be there in person. If you can let me tie my head up and look like a mummy, okay?
Okay.
I don't mind. All right? But I want everybody
to be blessed.
The reason I wear a mask is because I don't want to be a transmitter of this virus that's going around. I have no fear. The only thing I fear is to disobey God. That's my biggest fear. Other than that, I have no fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And I question that last one. A sound mind.
I hope that
okay, but I want everybody to be in good health. All right, thank you. Be blessed, everybody. I'm praying for us all.
You too. Well, let me, ladies and gentlemen, you just tuning in. We only got so many minutes left, but if you like to call in, the number is area code 323-870-4617. We were just been kicking back tonight. We have the takeover of the Rock Truth Radio. They taking over, and then we got the elders, y'all. We got the elders of the Gary Muslim Center, man. I love it. I feel like it's a community thing up in there, you know, like a village. I feel like we got a village of people in this room. I love it. So we just sitting back talking about a little bit about politics. We're talking about this coronavirus day. I mean, according to the Sentinels, everybody should have it. So, you know, it's something up with that. And also, we talking about dating, you know what I'm saying? Our dear sister Selena, last week, her topic was love and war. So we just talking about rights, roles, and responsibilities of the man and woman. So, you know what, Selena, I got to ask you, what would be the rights, the roles, and the responsibility of a woman? Because we talked about the man being a provider, protector, and the priest of the house. Let's talk about the woman.
It's really simple. If I could, the best analogy would be swallow and follow. Period.
Swallow and follow.
I hate it when you say that.
I know you.
Swallow
know
and follow.
She said this on the show, right? She said this on the show.
We're
doing the show. So
I have no comment today.
I promise my eyes got as big.
I have zero. I have zero comments today.
Is that difficult for you?
Y'all got to understand, that's different from a man's point of view. Okay? When a man hears those words, okay?
Uh-huh.
Those words.
Uh-huh. We love
just
it.
Just swallow and follow.
We ain't even got to say it no more.
Those words. When a man hears those words,
is it man code?
What you're talking about is no longer what we're thinking about.
Exactly.
At all. We're not even
our mind goes all the way left.
That's my fault.
Yeah, we just went all the way left. We did.
Left. We went under the left. We over underneath the left. And
come back to the light, Carolyn.
We just felt left out.
Right.
We all the way over there. Okay.
I completely understand.
And hold on.
Does that work for you?
Hold on.
I love it though. Swallow, follow. I love it.
I got to do this because we got to clarify. Yeah,
I'm putting that on my page. I'll put that on my Facebook page.
We got to clarify like this because you already said that you were single. Now, at one point in time, you were married, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you're speaking from the married point of view, the wife point
of view. That's
okay. What were we talking about? The rights, roles, and
right.
responsibilities?
Of a woman,
as
right.
A woman
of
as a single woman or
right.
married woman?
Okay. Give us both.
Because there's two different. They do differ. Because when I as a man, as a single man, yes, I, as a single man, the Bible teaches me that I am to find. That means I am searching
mm-hmm.
for my good
now,
right?
As a single woman, I'm just gleaning.
And, right. She's just
I'm
supposed
just
to be available. She's supposed to be prepared. She's supposed to be, like you said, swallow and follow. So there's differences. There's differences. The roles change. When the circumstances change.
Come on now.
When the circumstances, you're single.
Uh-huh.
Selena has said this before.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a relationship, but that does not cause a commitment
friendship.
To one another.
You are
right.
Friendship playing
still,
people.
You're still two entities that are
now.
Independent of each other. Mm. Independent. But once you become married,
that's it.
See, marriage is not this thing that's on your finger.
Mm. Come on now.
Teaching
marriage
better.
Is the connection. Mm. We say it all the time on the show. You become interdependent
mm.
of that person.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
And I tell this to my mm-hmm. wife all the time. If you do something, then I'm doing something.
That's it. Where we going?
If I'm doing something, then you doing
come
something.
Come on now. We won.
We
won.
We won. We don't act as two dependent.
Come on.
Like our father's
we
character.
We act as two interdependent. Because
yes.
that is what the kingdom describes to us as being part of God.
And it's who the king is.
Right.
One.
That's how we work when we work with Christ. So
I
if that's
him.
The same situation, when you get married, I can't do something without my wife's consent.
How does your head move without the neck?
Right.
How you doing that?
I don't take any steps unless she's taking them with me.
Come on now.
You getting what I'm saying?
Yes,
she
sir.
Don't take no steps unless she's taking them with me. Now, and when it comes back, because when it comes down at the end of the day, I tell her this all the time. At the end of the day, the responsibility comes to me. That's how it is, and that's how it's going
to
always be.
Right.
Because guess what? When I get a problem in my life that I can't handle,
mm-hmm.
who do I turn to? I don't turn to the wife.
Right.
I turn to the Lord.
Come on now.
Teaching brother, there's order in the kingdom.
Because responsible for my life.
Yes, sir.
And I have fellowship of him, right?
All
and
day.
So the wife does the same thing. She has fellowship of me because I am following
Peach.
Him.
I love that order.
And therefore, I'm responsible of the household.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when something go wrong, they ask me. What went wrong? Now ask her.
Come on now.
They better not.
Come on now.
Slap them.
Uh-oh. Watch out. Watch out there now. Hold on. Ooh, hey, that was good. He just did. He just summed that thing
up. You did.
I got a question now.
You summed it all up.
I got a question now. We're gonna end with this question, and then we're going to get back to the phone lines.
Ooh.
Let everybody in the phone lines talk. Okay, this is fun fact trivia right there. Okay, I had this conversation yesterday. I had this conversation yesterday about men being in the club meeting women. Have you ever hung out in the club, Selena?
Yes.
You have? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they really asked
the
me. They asked me to ask you this question.
Specifically?
Yeah. Cause we was debating.
So they was like,
ask your sister Selena this question. They said that the rule is, when a man approach a woman and there's a group of women, they say that if there's one that he wants, he got to buy everybody, all the women, a drink that's there. Now, is that true?
That's supposed to be what I heard was the rule. You actually buy everybody because I guess the friends are supposed to be the one that help with the major decision making when it comes to a woman. I wouldn't have none of them no drinks. Bad me the
wow.
drink.
Come on now.
Wow.
You, who did you come for? Who
wow.
is, I don't
thank
know,
you.
I don't want you to be about nobody else.
Thank
right.
you.
Pass that
right.
to me.
I get it. No, I get it. You know, I've never heard that rule because I've never.
But that's what she told me. She said the rule problem. Is, really? Yeah, when a man come up and he want one,
yeah.
But it's a group of women, yeah. He got it by everybody. Now I'm gonna tell you what I've done in my in the past when I was in my 20s.
Okay.
You know, something that almost got me killed, but
oh.
I walked up and told him. I said, "Look here, ladies. This the one I came from. All the others can skate."
Yeah.
So that didn't really end well.
Okay.
I mean, it ended well days later down the road,
but specifically
that night,
right.
It didn't end well.
Right. No, well, let me give you my scenario. See,
go ahead.
Let me have walked up. See, I'm a little bit different from all of y'all. If I walk up on a situation, I see the one that I want, I'm telling all of them, I'll take all of y'all. Let's go. Everybody, we take everybody. We take everybody. I ain't just buying drinks. I'm buying drinks for everybody. Everybody come with me. That's all. I want five women.
And you know, I actually said something like that yesterday. I said, okay, if I'm going to buy a drink for every woman, that means I got to get a dance.
From all five.
And I'm going to leave it right there. I can't say the rest.
We can dance together if y'all want. We can all dance at the same time.
Just don't be a fool. Just buy the one girl a drink.
I mean,
one drink minimum.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to be appeasing. No, that's these extra rules.
I'm gonna get ahead. I'm gonna get ahead. Didn't say one drink minimum.
Go grab her by the hand.
One drink minimum, Selena.
Excuse me, I need to talk to you right quick, and take her away, cause you know you gotta be a man about it.
Come on now.
You just gotta be like, look. I ain't, what the girl's talking about, I ain't trying to get with.
You know what I mean?
I see what you all about.
Woo! Come on.
That's real king right there.
Right, I can't, you know, wait, I didn't come to dance in the club, I came to rock truth.
Right, I'm here for you. One thing on.
Uh-oh, we didn't talk too much, y'all. We got people calling in.
Oh.
Hold on, let me get
that's okay. That's
good.
Have fun.
We supposed to be ending. There's somebody with the 219 area code.
Oh.
Okay, 2290. What's your name?
Brian. My name is Brian. They call me No Neck.
Hey, Neck.
Brian, No Neck.
That's my friend. That's my bestie. Hey,
Neck. Okay.
That's a king right there. That's a king right there.
All right, what's going on, brother?
Now, let me explain something to you. If you happen to be searching for a woman and she happens to be in a venue of that nature and she's at the table with a lot of other women, it's just and buy the other young ladies a drink. Then you figure out which one it is that you want to talk to.
Nice.
Well, there you go. All the ladies are going to get another drink.
Everybody going to get another drink.
Sure.
I'm one of the friends. It seems like it's so beneficial to be a friend.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate your comment, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You all have an outstanding evening.
What'd you say? Oh, he gone. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna bring in Mr. D, cause I know the fur on Mr. D's neck is through the roof right now. Hey,
you got? Yeah, I'm here, man. Well, I ain't got nothing really to spit out, but you guys was hitting on some nice topics. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to participate in the topics, but. When it comes to relationships, I believe I heard a gentleman say he's been married 7 times, and I'm still looking for somebody to bring me the tampered with King James Version Bible scripture that says you have to have a piece of paper to be married. I'm well aware that the tampered with King James Version says you give her a bill of divorce, you write in divorce from her, but I haven't seen exactly where it says you have to have a piece of paper to be married, because I understand that the tampered with King James Version says go and take you a wife. It didn't say go and get a piece of paper. It said go and take you a wife. Now, I understand that a lot of people, read at the Bible. They read at the King James Version, but they really don't understand what they read. That's why the script in there said, with all thy reading, get a good understanding. My queen, I love you, my queen. So nice to hear from you, queen. You too, Big John. Hang in there, Big John. Hey, and to all the others, it was fantastic hearing you guys tonight. Maybe next time they come to Gary, I'll have my pillowcase and my sheet out the cleaners. Because as a European man, I like to represent real good.
The only thing you can on you, Mr. B, is your eyebrows.
Well, you know, a lot of them, I wish I was African-American Negroes, like to consider themselves African-American when they ain't been no further than the Ohio River. They wouldn't know Africa if you put it on their back. Hey, you guys have a great evening, man. I'm going to sit down here and guzzle down this Pepsi to wash away some of that stuff I heard tonight, because a lot of it was propaganda and, as Uncle Donald would say, fake news. Hey, you guys have a great evening, and be careful now.
You too, man. Today, appreciate you, bro. All right, let me see. Who else we got? Talk to Mr. Caffey. Let's see, Kiki, Queen Kiki. If she got any final last words tonight.
That's my boo.
Kiki, do you love me?
Is she riding?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I almost sung Love and War when I heard y'all had a conversation about Love and War. I almost sung it by Tamar Braxton. But I'll go and give it a rest for the night. No. I'm simply going to say this. Listen, I was listening to you and you were talking about the rule at the clubs. Now, I will say this, and this is just me because I'm particular. That doesn't mean, that just means I'm particular. But if a man is viewing me and seeing me and he's interested in me, he don't need to buy my friends a drink. Buy me
one.
That's right.
And once he get done buying me one and he talk to me or whatever, he seems all right, pleasant, whatever, then I'm going to buy him one. Man, come on with the rules and stuff. Come on with the rules.
You got to be a
drink. You got to get on the corner. You want to roll with you, girl. We came to give.
Man, come on now. I don't need you to buy my friends a drink because that might send mixed messages. I don't play. So if he's interested in me and if I'm interested in him, we gonna make it do what it do.
Ooh, is that right?
Oh.
Is that right?
That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay.
But y'all have a good night.
You too, Kiki.
Thank you. Love you.
See you. Love y'all.
All right. Love you too. Let me give her a round of applause. Final last words from Rock Truth.
Yeah.
We had a good time tonight.
We did. We had a great time.
As usual.
By the way, we've been all over the world. Gosh.
We have?
We tune
did
in.
I told you that's what we was going to do. I said we was going to go on song. We're going to start off there.
We didn't have six shows in the one.
Oh, my God.
We did.
What was it, like 2 hours?
We reached an hour and a half.
That's pretty lengthy, though.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Final words on the subject matter?
Whatever you want to say. I'll also promote tomorrow.
I want to definitely promote Rock Truth. We are airing at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Central Time, Eastern Time, 6 p.m. We will have the Holistic Jerks on. They're actually going
to,
yeah. I went to school with Andrea. So I love her. Like, just how deep and dope she is and trying
to
get back
into
it. Please don't tell me you did.
We went to Emerson. You didn't go to Emerson.
I did go to Emerson when she went to Emerson. You didn't go to Emerson.
I was at school.
No, you wasn't at Emerson.
We were at school at the same time together.
You are not an Emersonian, sir, are you?
What do you mean I'm not? I'm a tornado all day,
all,
every day.
Oh, they
I'm
say
so
tripping. They say tripping again. Say tripping.
Yellow and gold, baby.
Say tripping.
Definitely check out the show. We also posted the new commercial, so check it out. Let me know what you think.
They're on your page?
It is. It's on the Rock Truth Group page.
I gotta see that.
It's also on my page. I am too excited about it. Thank you. Shout out to DJ Decca.
Tell him about the merch.
From Philly. Don't forget to Rock Truth. You can go to rocktruth2.com where you too can rock truth.com.
Yeah, yeah,
that is, get your kingdom culture. I promise you, if you obey the laws, you will live the lifestyle.
Yes,
all right. Rock Truth and rock who? Go ahead.
I'm going to get you. I swear.
Brother Willie?
Oh, man, I got nothing to say.
Okay,
I'm tired now. I don't know about y'all, but
let's get over to our elders.
Elders.
Brother John, please let the audience know one more time what we got going on Saturdays. Microphone.
An address.
Microphone checkup.
Remember, audience, every Saturday at 1473 West 15th Avenue, Gary, Indiana, Gary Muslim Center. We'll be having our classes, and you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. We want to get this program up and off the ground, and whatever program you have, bring it. We'll entertain it also. So we look to see you come Saturday, 1 p.m., male and female. All is welcome. Thank you so much for listening, and back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother John. Appreciate it. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give my shout-out. Shout-out to the Gary Muslim Center for having us here tonight. Shout-out to Imam Charles Abdullah. Shout-out to Brother John Muhammad. Shout-out to my other brothers. I don't know y'all names. Shout-out to y'all. Shout-out to Mr. Caffey. We love all you guys. Shout-out to Rock True Radio. Taking over the building, taking over all of us. Shout out to Mr. D. Shout out to Kiki. And that's all I got to say. I ain't got too much to say, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight.
Shout out to Tyron.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tyron, for having us.
You are welcome.
Take over everything.
You are welcome. And we had a blast tonight. That's why. Yes. Wash your hands. And, you know, really, I like to say something else, too, because a lot of y'all need to wipe y'all behinds, too.
That's another part.
So, what good is to wash your hands and your behind is right?
Who ain't wiping their behind?
What's the point of putting on a facial mask? Let's not go there.
I don't even want to get in on it. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in about 7 days. Peace. Have a good one.
Peace.